Granny's Abner, I believe that's our ring.
Aye, dog is Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the mystery of the strange disappearance of Lum and Cedric is still unsolved. Neither the police nor the townsfolk have discovered any helpful clues. Even Mouthy Gray, who has turned detective, has failed to produce any worthwhile information. And if Lum doesn't return soon, Abner is faced with the prospect of losing his home and the store because he mortgaged both of them to raise money for Lum's bail. As we look in on the little community today, we find a woeful Abner in the Jot'em Down store and library talking to Grandpappy Spears. Listen.
Well, honey, 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 honey.
Oh, morning, Grandpap. Come on in.
Hey, what are you doing there, Abner? Painting a sign?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Pretty nice work. What's it for? Picnic or sociable or something?
No, nothing like that.
Well, let me read that.
Don't get you closer. That pain's still wet.
I ain't got all my spectacles.
You're going to have it on your nose there if you don't back off from that board a little.
Big closing out sale. Well, I do know. Having a sale, huh?
Yeah.
Everything must go. Prices cut half in two. Oh, you can't do it, Abner.
I doing it?
Well, what do you mean closing out sale?
Just what it says on there, Grandpap.
You ain't closing out the Jot'em Down store, are you?
Why, sure. I don't know what else I can do. Going to lose the store anyway, so I just figured I might as well get all I can out of it first.
Going to lose it?
Why, sure.
Oh, sassafras.
Well, it's the truth. Me and Lum mortgaged the store to get money for Lum's bail. And the fact is, I mortgaged my house, too. And
I heard that.
Well, Squire tells me now that if Lum don't come back, why, we'll lose everything we put up.
Well, I do know.
And I don't think Lum's ever coming back. If he was, he'd be back by now. And even if he did come back, I'd tell him to get right out of town again as fast as he could.
Tell him to get out of town?
Why, sure.
And lose your store and home?
Yes, sir.
Well, what in the world would you want to do a silly thing like that for?
Why, call them police fellas, that Mr. Adams and Mr. Fremont, just dying to get their hands on Lum.
Natural.
And from the way they talk, while Lum ain't got a chance in the world of getting out of this now, he'll get sent to the penitentiary for the rest of his life, just sure as the world.
Yeah, well, he has made himself look awful suspicious running off it the way, I'll say that much.
Course he is. Oughtn't to ever did it.
Jimmy, that Lum can get himself into more trouble than any one fella I ever run up again my whole life. I don't know what's the matter with him anyway.
Well, now, it weren't Lum's fault, Grandpap. Is that Dodge and Eve Smith is who it was. He's the one that was running that counterfeiting outfit. And he got Lum into this on a purpose, too.
Of course he did.
Yeah.
But Lum ought to know better than to get mixed up in an unlegal thing like that.
Well, he never knows what he's getting into. He thought them was pamphlets on right living that he's delivering. He never knowed they's counterfeit money.
Yeah, but he ought to found that out before he went traipsing all over the country with them bundles.
Aw.
Well, I knowed all the time that was counterfeit money.
How did you know that?
Why, I believe that's your ring, Abner.
How did you know what was in them packages?
That is your telephone ringing, Abner.
All right, I'll get it. I still don't think that you know, though. Just make it. Hello. Got him down to one library. Abner Peabody doing the talking. Oh, howdy, Caleb. No, still ain't heard a word from either one of them. Yeah, me too, Caleb. Oh, sure. Yeah, I'll let you know the minute I find out anything. I'll call you right up. But not at all. Goodbye.
Caleb, we hunt, huh?
Yeah, Dogie, he just worn himself half to death over Cedric disappearing. Calls up here every 10 minutes, looks like.
Hey, well, you can't blame him.
Oh, no.
Blame
him. No.
Cedric ought never to run away from home without telling his papa where he's going.
Ort never broke out of jail, neither.
Well, of course, Cedric never knowed that he's done nothing wrong.
Oh, Sassafras, he's old enough to know better than that.
Well, he never, though, Grandpa.
Just the same, if I was old Caleb, I'd take that boy over my knee right now and give him a good thrashing's what I'd do.
Well, how could he do that? He don't even know where Cedric's at.
That's right, ain't it?
Why, sure. And, besides, that Cedric's road to where he's a lot bigger than his papa. I don't think Caleb could put him across his knees.
No, well, he could horse with him. He could do that.
Oh, well, the boy. Just be quiet, Grandpap. Just get off the subject.
Do you reckon Lum and Cedric's all summers together?
I don't know. Don't know. I hope they are, though. That way, well, Cedric will have somebody to tell him what to do, and Lum will have a car to ride in.
Yeah.
I'd hate to think of Lum having to walk all the way to Mexico.
Yeah, that would... Mexico?
Yeah. No more likely that's where he went. I know every time he gets himself in trouble, he always says that's where he's going. Like I said, I think that's where I'm going, too.
You're going to Mexico?
Yeah. Just as quick as I get the store sold down, I'm going. So I take the money I get from here and pack up Elizabeth and Little Pearl, just head right out for the border.
Pack them up? What do you mean, pack them up?
Why, load them in the car, pack up her belongings, and head out of here.
Well, she's aiming on packing them with the furniture, the way you're talking.
Oh, of course not. Ain't gonna take no furniture.
Oh, prittle-prattle, you never will go to Mexico. You know, you're just talking at me.
I will do it. Told you I was gonna lose my house anyway, so I got to move somewhere. And I just figure I might as well move down there where Lom's at, and him and me can start up partnerships and some kind of a business again.
Yeah, what kind of business would you go in down Mexico?
Well, I don't know.
You can't even talk Mexican.
Yeah, I don't know how they talk down there. I ain't never been there. Don't know whether I can or not. I ain't never tried it. Might talk good. More likely going to grocery business, I reckon, as long as we got some experience along that line. Might just have a Mexican grocery store selling almond cotters and things.
Sell what? Come over that again, Abner.
Avocados, I believe they call them.
What's that?
Why, it's a Mexican vegetable or something, I reckon. I've heard Lon talk about them. Sell avocados and bananas and carambas and bonus noches and things like that.
Oh, Mexican vegetables, huh?
Yeah, I reckon they are. I've heard of them names someplace. I don't know.
Wonderful world.
Wonderful? Oh, my goodness.
Lum!
Well, for
goodness sakes, Lum Eder!
Why, Lum!
Where in the world have you been? We've been looking everywhere for you.
Why, sure we have, Lum.
Well, don't carry on like you seen a ghost. It's just me.
I can't believe it. I can't believe it. Let me look at you.
Yeah, that's right, you didn't.
Oh, my doggies, you just might not have scared me to death.
Was you uneasy about me?
Why, Lum, we've looked every place in the world. The fact is, I'd plumb give up on you ever coming back. Well, I hate to admit it now, but look at this sign I was printing on here.
What are you doing putting on the clothes now, say?
Well, I just figured long that she wasn't coming back, and
yeah,
I was just going to close out the store, meet you down in Mexico.
I aim to come back all the time, but I feared to tell you where I was going, feared you'd blab it all over town.
Well, I'll swan to goodness, don't you never run off that away again not tell me where you're going, you hear me? Yeah, Swan Lum, you outdo any one feller I ever seen in my life.
Well, here, wait a minute. You can't stand out here. Yeah, come on, get behind that counter and hide so we can sneak you out of town.
No, wait, I didn't come back just to hide.
Well, now, they'll get to shore of the world, Lum.
Yeah, Lum, they're hot on your trail.
Mr. Adams and Mr. Fremont, they're hunting high and low for you.
Well, call them up and tell them to stop hunting, because here I am. Tell them to come over here and get me.
No, now, you don't know what you're saying. Them fellas are fixing to send you to the penitentiary for the rest of your life.
I'll take my chances on that. You call them up and tell them I want to give myself up.
No, sir, now, you ain't going to do that now, Lum. Come on, get behind this counter and hide. Now, come on, go on.
Yeah, you better go on, Lum.
Get on over there now.
But quit shoving me.
Well,
I don't want to hide no place. I can take care of myself, all right. I know what I'm doing.
No, you don't either. Now, you do what I say, Lum.
You back from Mexico already, Lum? Mexico? I ain't been to Mexico. I've been to St. Louis.
Uh-huh.
Oh, must have been somebody else that went to Mexico then, Abner. What did he look like, Abner? Do you have a mustache like one?
Grandpap, we ain't got time to talk about that. Now, come on, Lum. Get behind that counter. Now, please, before Miss Adams or Mr. Fremont come along. They come in here all the time.
Well, let them come. They're exactly the fellas I come back to see. If you'd just give me a chance to talk for a minute, I'd explain a few things to you.
There ain't no time to explain nothing. Now, you stand
here.
Yeah,
there is, Abner. Leave me alone. First thing I want to tell you about is a big surprise I brought back.
Surprise?
Yes, sir.
Well, Lon, that was awful thoughty of you to bring me something, but I'll look at it later. Now, we've got to concentrate on getting you out of here right now.
No, Abner, I told you I weren't going to do no hiding.
Oh, man.
I went away for a certain purpose, and now I've come back to give myself up and stand trial.
Stand trial?
Of course I'm going to stand trial.
Oh, you better not, better not,
well,
better not.
I figure I got a pretty good chance now on account of this prize I brought back. And if you'll just take up for a minute, I'll show it to you.
Yeah, but now, Lon.
All right, Cedric, bring it in.
Cedric? Dog, is he with you?
Is Cedric back, too? Where in the world's he been?
Yeah.
He was in St. Louis with me.
Oh, with you, huh?
Well, wait a minute. Let me show you my surprise, and then I'll tell you all about everything.
Yeah,
you better call
right.
up Caleb and let him know right away,
Abby. Yeah,
he's awful anxious and uneasy about Cedric.
Yeah, and Cedric was with you all the time, was he, Lon?
Of course he was.
Well,
now, you fellas close your eyes as I tell you to open them. Go ahead, do as I say.
All right, but we're wasting a lot of time, Mom.
This is going to be a surprise. All right, come on, Cedric, hurry up.
Yes, Mama, I hear you. I'm coming.
Can we open my eyes yet, Mom?
Not quite. That's it, Cedric. Whoa, right there. That's good, right there.
Yes, Mom.
All right. Abner, Granddad, go ahead, open your eyes.
Doggy, this is just like Christmas. Well, for goodness sake. Ogeny Smith.
In person.
Wonderful world, Ogeny.